This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right? This is Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. Monday, the 15th of October. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, and we're glad to have you along on the program. Counting down to Election Day. My gosh, it's getting close now, isn't it? Unbelievable. More rumors about the President of the United States, Donald Trump, making his way back to North Dakota. Not this week. He's going to Nevada and kind of a western swing this week. Although he does Montana. I guess Montana, Nevada, and one other stop. But evidently, a real possibility that happens the week of the 22nd, so that'd be okay. We'll welcome the president anytime. Did you see him with Leslie Stahl last night in 60 Minutes? You watch that, Todd, or do you have more important things to check out?
I did not end up watching that.
It's sort of fun to watch him really mess with the media. It's just, you know, Leslie Stahl is this stuffy, cranky, obviously very liberal. You know,
that's why it was going to be so painful to watch for me, but I don't know.
Yeah, but he just dances like, you know, Muhammad Ali. He just doesn't, so it was pretty,
sure.
Pretty darn good. On the program today, later in the hour, actually next hour, we're going to chat with a couple of folks. One, Dear Elise, will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. North Dakota Farm Bureau, another ag group coming out against measure number one on the program. So measure number one, again, that... I'd like to call it the Robert Mueller bill. I don't know, California, Massachusetts, Robert Mueller, witch hunt, bill. It's a complete and total mess, and it is most importantly an affront on the Constitution. A lot of folks coming at this from a number of different ways. You know, charities are hurt by it. Literally somebody donates to a charity, and then that charity goes to the legislature to say, we'd like you to do this a little different or that a little different, then everybody that's ever donated to the charity is now revealed. You know, stuff like that. I mean, and again, they've yet to tell me, here's an example of the problem. And they've been asked the question, what's the problem you're trying to solve here? If we do what you want to do, we mess with the North Dakota Constitution. And I think the wording is longer than the entire Constitution now. So it's just it's a mess. It's really what it is people from outside North Dakota funding an effort to have less Republicans in North Dakota. They don't like the fact that North Dakotans elect Republicans, and so, you know, they can't do it at the ballot box. They'll do it this way, just entangle them in a bunch of, you know, Robert Mueller-like witch hunts that are not there. Meanwhile, we have an ethics commission. We have all of these rules. We don't need this. So anyway, Daryl's going to talk about that. Another group out against it. Also, Lynn Helms will be here from the Department of Mineral Resources. New numbers on oil and gas production for a brand new month, and we'll find out about all of that today on the program as well. I am up for talking about anything. Purposely left the entire first hour up to chat, mainly because we've had several occasions over the last couple of weeks where we've just run out of time for calls and texts, and I hate that. I always feel like I'm leaving you, without getting a chance to say what you want to say. The show's called What's on Your Mind, so we love it. So here's the telephone numbers. Whatever you wanted to get in and haven't had a chance to get in on, just dial that phone up at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. 258-0550 is the local number. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. So whatever's on your mind, lay it on us. Let's talk about anything. I have to tell you that I brought in with me a couple of mailings that came this weekend. Are you guys getting any mailings at all?
Only a few billion.
Are you getting a bunch of them?
Yeah, you got a ton, too, on the Minnesota side.
Yeah, and these actually were addressed to our son, who doesn't live at home anymore. But so the Democratic Party has an old list. I have to tell you, I don't know what. I've been around longer than I care to count covering elections. My first was the 86, Mark Andrews race against the challenger, Ken Conrad. So, you know, I get that it's politics. And, you know, I would even encourage Democrats in our audience, if you find yourself upset with, things you've seen, heard, read, whatever, about any of your candidates that you don't think is unfair, please tell me. But I am disgusted, absolutely disgusted by this. This one is the favorite one they've been using lately that Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats have been using against Kevin Cramer, is that he raised his own salary. And, folks, it's a 100% lie. If we say we raised your own salary, why don't we play the ad and we'll just stop it? Can you stop it along the way? Okay, so I want to address these one by one. Go ahead and roll. This is a hike camp.
Could you give yourself a $23,000 raise? Ask Kevin Cramer. On the Public Service Commission, he raised his pay to over $93,000 a year.
Okay, stop it right there. So that is absolutely not true. That's a hike camp Democratic ad saying that Kevin Cramer raised his own salary. And, folks, it's 100% not true. It's a lie. Because
is there any elected official who could raise their own salary?
Like they all can't they? If they vote for it, in Congress.
Well, Congress sometimes doesn't match.
They can't single-handedly do it. Then he could vote against it. Everybody else could vote for it, and then it gets raised. Did he raise his own? Anyway,
there are three Public Service Commission members. The way their salary is raised is a governor looking at a budget says, okay, it's been a while since they've had a raise, so we bump them up, recommends it in his budget, and then it goes to the state legislature, and they vote yes or no. Kevin Cramer or any other public service member has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Zippo, nada. It's just ridiculous.
And, Kevin, that's why you can't raise your own salary there, by the way.
So, I mean, to try and get elected, and I guess you're desperate, you just do whatever, but boy, it disgusts me. It absolutely disgusts me, because I don't know how many people hear that and go, gosh, he raised his own salary? You know? Okay, now more.
Cramer took over $43,000 from the energy industry and voted 17 times to raise our utility rates.
Okay, stop that one. No, he took nearly $40,000 from the energy industry and voted 17 times to raise utility rates. Okay, listen. First of all, when you say he took, that's called a campaign donation. That's called, you know what, we support your campaign. Okay, it's disclosed. You know about it. It's not a secret. Okay, and the raising utility rates has nothing to do with it. Do you know how many times? I don't know the exact number, but I would venture to say it's got to be over 100. Over 100 times, different utilities come to the Public Service Commission and they say, we would like to raise rates, and here's why. We've got to put a new line in here. We've got to build infrastructure there. We've got to build this here. Here's what we're trying to do. We're providing new service to Bismarck, North Bismarck, because it's growing. Whatever, right? They have to prove they have a reason to raise utility rates. So 100-plus times they come and say, can we? The Public Service Commission says, no. 17 times they say, all right, you've met the criteria. You can raise it. You follow me? So you could easily say in the same ad, he denied utilities a rate increase 100 times.
Right.
You could say this. You could turn it around and say exactly the opposite.
It's all about context.
This is disgusting.
Yep.
It's absolutely disgusting. And the fact that people donate money, you know, I mean, all that means is that they're glad somebody there is, you know, not anti-energy, which I am too, and most of North Dakotans are, because there's a lot of jobs behind it. It's just, I could go on, but it disgusts me. The family one, too, we'll tackle a little bit here. Let me get to some calls. Let's go to Lily. Lily is first up here, and I got to get the mouse to work. There we go. Okay. Hi, Lily. What's on your mind today? Lily, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Now I can hear you. Where are you calling from, Lily?
Montpelier.
Oh, very nice. What's on your mind today?
I'm inquiring about measure number 2.
Yes.
It says already in our Constitution that only U.S. citizens are qualified to vote. The amendment would say that only qualified U.S. citizens can vote. What does qualified mean?
It's a good question. My understanding of measure 2 and the reason behind it was the language related to non-citizens voting was a little loose, was the way it was described to me. And by tightening it up, it would make sure it never would be used. So, in other words, it's basically a protection to say nobody can come back in and do that. I don't know specifically why qualified was used, but I'm going to find out for you, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You keep listening, and I'm going to try and get an answer before the end of the hour, okay?
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, Lonnie. Now, there is one savvy voter right there, checking things out before anything. Rick in South Fargo, what's on your mind? Hi, Rick, are you there? Daniel, you see if you can get Rick there, would you? I'll go to John in Bismarck. Hey, John in Bismarck, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to know more information on when Heidi Heitkamp protested against Vietnam veterans in the early 70s.
When you say more information about it, you know, have you heard about this from others before?
Well, I heard about it on your show, and I'd just like to confirm it.
Yeah, well, we had a caller call, I believe it was from Williston. We got saved somewhere. Remember that, Todd? And the caller was quite upset about a couple of things. Hang on, John. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. We're up against the clock. And then Rick in South Fargo, hang tight. You're back on deck after John. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Botno, Sheridan, Stark, Wells, Ward, and Emmons counties in North Dakota. And an excellent farm retirement equipment auction featuring Chase I extractors and combine and extensive livestock equipment in Cheyenne, North Dakota. And a lumberyard liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Apache sprayers are in right now. At High Plains Apache. And when you spray as much as you do, what do you want? You want informed, educated, tough support from guys who know spray application. Nobody knows it like the folks at High Plains Apache. Check out the new 40 series of Apache sprayers. There's these shiny ones. They have a new look, new features, financing and leasing available. Some new sprayers there now, too, if anyone's looking. High Plains Apache Mandan, call them 663-2375. Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. All right, so John in Bismarck is wondering more about Heidi Heitkamp. Most of the conversation related to Heidi Heitkamp and her Vietnam, I don't know, protest is the right word, just rather vocal, has come from callers that have just called in off the air. There was one other person upset, I remember, after the Iran vote because they were a Desert Storm vet, and they said they had lost buddies. Fellow soldiers to IEDs, and Iran was funding the IEDs, and he couldn't imagine her voting to send money, a lot of money, as in billions, that Iran could access. But otherwise, I remember one other story about somebody actually called in on the air one time, and I don't know if it was the same person or someone else had seen it, had come up to me somewhere, talked about it at UND. Where this particular person was a Vietnam vet, and they were treated rather rudely by Senator Heitkamp. But then, this is a college student, so this is obviously a long, long time ago. But that's what I think you're talking about, John.
Yes.
So, can't help beyond that other than to say it obviously is a concern of some folks in our audience because they've called in about it and felt very strong about it, so. Maybe they will again, but that's probably not the thing that anybody's going to want to be real public about. You know what I mean? As in, here's my name. Here's, why I'm mad, that kind of thing. So I guess that's why it comes up here. Does that help you, John?
Do you know about what year that was supposedly?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, that helps me.
Sorry I can't give you more. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Rick in South Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can, yep.
Okay, I just wanted to, I'll vote no on Measure 1 if you bribe me. Okay? I got a question for you. Why am I still paying property tax and income tax when we got $5 billion worth of loot in that legacy fund? You know, other states don't have income taxes, like Nevada has gambling and Florida has tourism, but nobody in North Dakota gets anything out of this oil industry except the people that are involved with it.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Well, really, I mean,
you can't say that. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Go look at Watford City. Look at the Rough Rider Center. Look at the new high school. Look at the new elementary schools coming on the ground.
Population.
Pardon me?
I'm talking about the bulk of the population. Look.
No, you said no. Here's what you said exactly. Nobody gets anything out of the oil and gas industry other than people in the industry. That's what you said, and that's not true. And I just told you how it's not true. Now you're sifting it through the bulk of the population.
You can pay $1,500 a month rent in Watford City, too. But I'm just saying is, people got to wake up and find out that they're being robbed. I mean, this oil industry should be distributing money to the people in North Dakota. Not just to the landowners in Oklahoma.
But it is what I'm saying. I mean, if you look at what the industry contributes in taxes, if you look at what the industry, contributes, obviously in a huge boon as far as the amount of people that are attracted here.
We agree to disagree on that. I just want one more comment and I'll get off. I think when you talk about giving Iran billions of dollars as fake news, that money was theirs and it was frozen. It was frozen.
Okay, so you think it's a good thing to let them access that money when they couldn't access that money before?
Well, how would you like the government to put a tag on your home? I mean,
so we're talking about Iran. We're talking about Iran's government. We're talking about murderers
here. We're hearing
the
propaganda. Okay, the story on Iran is coming from the AIPAC community, Israeli AIPAC, the Jewish community, is forcing Trump to cancel that. It's not helping us. They're creating an oil shortage by blocking sales out of Iran. So you want $4 gas? I don't really give a crap about what they're up to over there if they're not bothering me.
Well, you just said you don't give a crap if they blow up our soldiers. You just said they don't give a crap if they fund terrorism.
Dude, that is propaganda. That is
not
propaganda.
They were funding the IEDs. I mean, talk to
really?
The United States. Yes. I mean,
you got a police report on that? You got a police report on it?
It's not a secret, Rick. That's not a secret at all.
Over there trying to cause trouble for the United States, but it ain't Iran. Those people have never invaded any other country. They are peaceful, sophisticated people, and that's why they don't like them. Get a little sophisticated, and then we bomb them.
So you trust Iran? They're warm and fuzzy. They're
absolutely
lovable. That's, yeah,
I've
okay.
worked with people from Iran for many years, and these people
there you
are
go.
Peaceful.
There may be peaceful people that are in Iran. That doesn't mean the government of Iran is peaceful by any stretch. I mean, you really, this is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you. I mean, come on, get some facts. Does anybody wonder who that guy's voting for? John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know something about the justices for the North Dakota Supreme Court. Now, I know there's two people running for that particular office. One is Robert Belinsky, Sr., and Alisa Fair McCleavers. And I'd appreciate some information on them because I just don't know what's going on or what to vote on them.
Well, first of all, what we can do is certainly invite both on because we've had a couple of questions on that race so that you can fairly judge. I have had an experience to interview Mr. Belinsky before. I have used the term loose cannon, and I think he'd probably accept that. He's kind of a wild one that would go in there and shake things up, but I'm very little in the decorum department, you know, judicial temperament. We want to go back to the Supreme Court thing. So I think the mainstream candidate would be McEvers for sure. And then, I think that's how you say it. But she's running for she's running for re-election. She's on the court right now.
I looked all through the phone book and I couldn't find anything on it. I found somebody by the name of Robert Belinsky. I don't know whether that's junior or senior or whatever, who it is. So if I get some information, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll make an effort to actually have both of them on so you can judge for yourself and decide, as I say, that the, Mr. Belinsky is, I'm trying to remember who he ran against last time. Was it maybe for attorney general or something? I can't remember what he, I can find out, But he is rogue would be another word I'd use. Just kind of a rogue candidate, you know, one of those that's doesn't think he has much of a chance, but you're going to go in there and bust it up and hope that people are not paying attention. We'll get you a little more in the way of an interview, then you can decide, John. Appreciate the call. Texter says, if it was Iran's money to start with, then why did Obama have it flowing in the middle of the night in cash? Yeah, wasn't that something? Duffel bags of cash we sent over there. Unbelievable. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Florida at this hour to see the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael in its panhandle. The President and First Lady are also to visit Georgia to inspect some damage there. Yesterday, Florida Governor Rick Scott was looking at the damage in Mexico Beach and Panama City, where he says he met a lot of people who rode out the storm and said they'll never do it again.
What people didn't realize is they look at these hurricanes and they said, oh, it's a Cat 1 or it's a Cat 2. I've done this before. What they don't realize is one, it could get worse. Number two is the amount of storm surge.
The Commerce Department's just reported on retail sales showing that they only gained a tenth of a percent in September, the same as in August. Retail analysts had forecast a six-tenths of a percent increase. Most retail categories, though, did show solid gains. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Great deal we have for you now on that MyPillow mattress topper, 30% off, plus two standard pillows. That deal won't last forever, so if you've heard me talking about how great it is, and it is, I would encourage you to hop to it and take advantage of that deal at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Up to 30% off when you use the promo code Scott. No, you get 30% off. Up to 50% off everything else. At MyPillow.com, and of course, the 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a great deal, for sure. Let's get some texts in here, shall we, Todd? 800-228-0550 to call us. 258-0550 is the number that works, too, to call us. Or you can text Todd at 701-367. I'm sorry, this is my text. 367-2054. I'll get to those in just a moment, but Todd's first here at 226-8503. The North Dakota Fall Fish Survey was completed. North Dakota Game and Fish Department fisheries biologists have completed fall reproduction surveys. Most waters fared as good or better than expected, according to the fisheries management folks. Lake Sakakawea had the 8th highest catch of young of the year walleye on record. Good reproduction of most species in the Big Lake. Healthy numbers of pike, perch, smallmouth bass, white bass, crappies, walleye, and the second year in a row of good walleye reproduction, which isn't a surprise considering the high water is resulting in abundance of food and habitat for the young fish. Well, there you go. Somebody with some fishing on their mind. Telling us that. How nice is that? Another texter just wanted to say, I have got more mailings this year than I ever have before. I've had 4 in one day from Heidi. None of them have made it inside. They go right in the outside trash. More than 15-1, Heidi to Kramer. Well, again, she has Chucky Schumer's wallet and Chucky Schumer's Rolodex. She goes around, which is why she voted no on Kavanaugh. Why no reporters picked that
so
up,
you're saying
I have no idea.
I'm in Chucky Schumer's Rolodex, then? That's why I'm getting the...
No, I'm saying the reason she has all that money, okay? The reason she has all that money, 15-1. So the texter's saying 15-1, Heidi to Kramer is the amount
they're
doing.
I would concur with that, by the way, and based on my mailbox.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Same thing with ads. You know, it's but again, when it's blah, 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 I don't know. I mean, Donald Trump had way less ads than Hillary Clinton. How'd that work out? I just don't see that as a factor. I just think it ought to be pointed out more to say, gosh, all this more money, where's all that money coming from? Well, it's coming from Chucky Schumer's buddies all across the country. So when Chucky Schumer wants you to vote against Kavanaugh, you vote against Kavanaugh. Pretty simple. Another texter says, Americans, the donkey and the elephant won't help. We must return to the lamb. Well, there's some good advice, too. Another texter, this one to me, says, I thought Kramer said on your show there was only 7 votes total that he voted on the Public Service Commission. I think you're right. I don't remember the number, but going back to that lie or distortion, I guess this one is a lie if this texter's right, that he voted 17 times to raise utility rates because he said he went back and reviewed the record and there were 7 or 8, I thought. So it was distorting it. But, you know, to me, the bigger story is the 100-plus times the request to raise the rates that didn't happen. So it sort of removes the argument that, oh, you take $40,000 from the energy industry and then you raise their utility rates. Well, actually, I said no way more times than I said yes. But that doesn't look too good in an ad. Who would want to lie their way to, you know, a victory? I have no idea.
Half of Washington.
Texter says, Heidi would have been a freshman in college the year the Vietnam War ended. Things may have been winding down by then. 1975, there weren't many protests. Yeah, people trying to piece that together. It can't help you. Being you talked about ads, what is that ad you run about getting Republicans out of the House and let Minnesota take over? You know that one, Kevin? Must be a flag ad if they're talking about Minnesota. Don't know what they're talking about. Seems funny that a strong...
No.
Another texter says, seems funny that a strong, independent mind of her own woman has to turn to what we are told is the main problem, old white men. Where is little brother Earl? is she referring to Conrad and Dorgan there, or he? I don't know what the texter is talking about, but I assume little brother Earl must be Earl Pomeroy, and turning to men must mean that Ken Conrad and Byron Dorgan have been called in at the 11th hour here to help. Does that help? I don't know. Do people know them? You know, what percentage?
That was my question.
What percentage of people actually, you know, remember Byron Dorgan or Kent Conrad in office? Or Earl Pomeroy, right? Of voters? I don't know. And, you know, again, both very liberal. Two individuals. Remember this, folks. Byron Dorgan and Kent Conrad. If I had Orrin Hatch on the program right now, he'd say Byron Dorgan is the reason we don't have a balanced budget amendment in this country. So Byron Dorgan on a, you know, hide when he has the audacity to complain about anything related to the federal government and spending, because his vote was the deciding vote on a balanced budget amendment, which would have required a balanced budget in this country. Can you imagine if we had that now? Imagine if that had passed in the mid-90s and we would not have piled on all this extra debt and they would have had to spend less. You know, what kind of prosperity we'd have in this country. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Hal in West Fargo wants to talk about that. Go ahead, Hal. You're up.
Yeah, morning, Scott. I just had heard an ad Byron Dorgan did for Heidi Heitkamp. Part of it, he's complaining about Kevin Kramer taking money out of Medicare for something or other. He wasn't too clear on what the circumstances were. But Byron Dorgan voted for Obamacare. A big chunk of the funding for Obamacare came from Medicare. They just slid billions of dollars out of Medicare over to Obamacare to try to make the books balance on that situation. I think it's pretty disgusting. Coming from an individual like that, just trying to muddy up the waters so people think that Kevin Kramer's the bad guy in this situation.
And by the way, his vote on Obamacare assured his defeat. He was 20 points behind John Hoban, who had not even declared his candidacy yet. It didn't even say that he was going to run. And it just said a hypothetical race between Hoban and Dorgan had Hoban up 20 points. So guess what? Dorgan retired. He effectively was defeated by Obamacare. And most of the town hall meetings that he did on Obamacare, he got an earful from North Dakota voters who didn't like it one bit. Appreciate the call.
For me, that was a glorious day. I had the honor of texting Rick Berg to inform him Byron Dorgan would not be running for re-election. And he told me to stay tuned, you know, that I'd probably be pretty impressed with how things were going anyway. That was a great moment. But it's really too bad Dorgan and Conrad can't vote for Heidi Heitkamp, since they're not residents of North Dakota, being residents of Washington, D.C. and Virginia.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that newspaper story. David Mandan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to talk a little bit and respond to that person from Fargo that said the Legacy Fund doesn't do anything for anybody but the people who put it together. First of all, the Legacy Fund with the $5 billion plus that's in it, the legislators will get nearly $200 million added to the money they can spend that they would have to find someplace else to spend it from. The Legacy Fund was in there to protect the citizens of North Dakota. If we didn't have that money, every person, every government branch in this state would be lining up at the legislature to get their fair share. And they would squander it on more programs and more programs and more programs. That Legacy Fund is there to protect us and to protect our children from our government from overspending. They get to spend the interest on that.
Yeah, all good points. Thanks very much. He was a little difficult to respond to because he kept throwing out, you know, one thing after another about what was happening. But you're absolutely right. I mean, for one, the Legacy Fund is doing exactly what the voters put in place. So,
That's right.
I think he'd like to raid it and, give it to liberal politicians to spend. That's not what the voters said they wanted done with the Legacy Fund. The Legacy Fund exists because voters put it in place, to protect that bounty. And, but as you say, there are dollars that come off there. So good points, Dave.
Well,
I appreciate
you've also got the legislators have been trying to tap into that from day one.
Yeah.
And they can't. And
no.
The people said you can't.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And into the principle. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call. Somebody else said about that caller, maybe he and Heidi Heitkamp will move to Iran since they seem to be pro-Iran. Well, I can't tell somebody where to live, but appreciate the call. Jim and Bismarck, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a thought over the weekend here. As we know, this midterm is going to be one of the probably the biggest attended election in the history of North Dakota. So I don't know if it'd be political suicide or what if either Heidi or Mr. Kramer kind of attach herself to measure number three with all this youth voting, they could really steal some votes there if the youth really believe that they're for it. I'd like to, I don't know if it's far-fetched comment or what's your thoughts on that.
Well, there's a lot of chatter that Measure 3 on the ballot will bring out an element of a voter that wouldn't otherwise come out, number one, to be in favor of that, and that they would more likely than not be a Heidi voter rather than a Kevin voter. I don't know whether that's an accurate assessment or not. I guess people are saying, hey, if you're liberal, you're more likely to think, hey, it's fine. Let's have marijuana be completely legalized. You know, so hard to say. I don't think you're going to see either candidate embrace it, to your point, to try and, you know, tie themselves to it, because I think that'd be a little risky because that could cost some votes, would be my take.
No, I have to agree there. All right. Well, hey, I thank you for your time.
But it is a dynamic in this race that's worth watching, Jim. There's no doubt about it, because that one is sort of a bit of a wild card. I mean, I'm of the opinion there was some expert in the paper this weekend saying, you know, if you look at the polls, it's very likely Heidi Heitkamp will lose. I wouldn't make that assessment. Whatever you believe, whoever you believe in, you need to lay it all on the line, talk to friends and neighbors between now and Election Day, and most importantly, get out there and vote.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are America's second largest producer of oil in North Dakota. Think about that. That's right. The energy of North Dakota. Our abundance is America's strength. We don't rely on others anymore. Wars have been fought over oil. It doesn't have to happen anymore because of what's happening right here in North Dakota. And at the same time, we use our talent and resources to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. All of that happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. A lot of texts here. I will try and rattle through a whole bunch of them. And let's see here. Belinsky ran against Jared Tufte for Supreme Court last election. Okay, that was it. Yeah, I couldn't remember what he ran against, but I do remember that. The chance of Belinsky winning is a sliver slim. If he did, however, we can't deny reading his opinions would be entertaining. The guy has a very colorful history as an attorney. You got to get them on the air for an interview. I remember the interview last time, and I don't remember exactly why, but I just remember this guy is, loose cannon. It's the word I keep coming back to. But, yeah, when you say slim chance of winning, I don't know. Do people pay close attention to the North Dakota Supreme Court races? I hope they do. Texter says, Iran funds Hamas, the rebels in Yemen that fight our allies in Syria. They constantly are chanting death to America and Israel, are taking money out of their economy to arm up and destroy the West. That guy in Fargo is an idiot, knows nothing. We should support the people of Iran, not the regime. Can you find out where someone could get a vote no on Measure 1 and 3 signs in the Bismarck-Mandan area? I know the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce is putting some out through their members. I would call the GNDC and ask where you can get those if I were you. Let's see, because they are active on both of those, by the way. Both of those. Another texter says, how can Heidi look the Jewish community in the eye and ask for the financial help from a fundraiser for Heitkamp in New Jersey at NORPAC held by Chuck Schumer? Especially, and by the way, they have a link to the invite. Chuck Schumer, Heidi Heitkamp, New Jersey, and it's how she's raised all her money, which is why she voted yes on, rather no on Kavanaugh. Especially when she voted for Obama's Iran deal when Iran had been threatening Israel. She also voted for federal funding porked in a bill for Obama's One Voice activist group formed to overthrow Netanyahu. Didn't she feel like a hypocrite? Liz and Bismarck sends that. Scott, did you hear the story about the baby saved this weekend? If you're talking about the one that was put out on the 40 Days for Life, they have this call network where they put out a call once a week, and then they'll put out alerts every now and then. And there was one. My daughter and I were driving somewhere. Phone rang, and I saw it was from that thing, so I put it on speakerphone. And the story they told was pretty incredible. It was basically two men, the father of a child, to be born, and a friend driving in to evidently meet the mother who was pregnant at the abortion clinic in Fargo. And in the drive in, the one friend, I guess, of the dad explained some science. Everything about that baby is known at conception, and you're going to be ending a baby's life, and, the heartbeat at, X amount of weeks, and they feel pain at X amount of weeks, and kind of going through the whole thing. And anyway, this dad-to-be said, there's no way we're getting an abortion. Gets there and talks to the mother, and they ultimately leave. So I think that's the one you're talking about. It's the one I heard this weekend. It's a pretty cool story. A life saved. It's fantastic. Solon is where we go. Scott is standing by. Scott, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been hearing this ad against Senator Heitkamp. Says that she raised funds for a DAPL protester. Does right. anyone know the details about that or what the protester's name was or what's behind it?
Sure, that's Chase Iron Eyes. Who was a Democratic candidate for Congress, actually against Congressman Kramer. He was arrested at DAPL. He was very active in organizing DAPL, and she held fundraisers for him.
In Washington?
I don't know where it was. It might have been in Washington. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where exactly it was, but that's a true story.
Okay. The details aren't on the ad, so I'm just kind of wondering, what it was about. So
exactly.
So
I'm glad you called.
She was involved in the protest. She did put in her 2 cents, I guess, ultimately. So.
Yeah, well, I think her silence spoke volumes about that whole thing. She was nowhere to be found. Appreciate the call, Scott. Thank you. I'm glad you called, too, because I did ask for anybody to call if they had questions about any of the Kramer ads, if they were as blatantly, ridiculously full of lies like these we've gone through this morning today of Heidi Heitkamp's on Kevin Kramer. Steven in Montana, I got just a short time for you, but it's yours. Go.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to respond to that punk that called in about the oil industry because my in-laws are funding their retirement from the royalties that they inherited, and if not for those royalties, they wouldn't have much of a retirement.
And I worked in Watford City for MBI for over a year at the tail end of the last boom in 2015. And I made more money that year than I've ever made. And because of what I learned in working for MBI, I just got a job that I start on Monday. It was Rocky Mountain Oil in Billings for $100,000 a year.
Unbelievable. Great story, Stephen. I hope he heard it because you're absolutely right. That's just one story out of many. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More after this.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.